Welcome back to Green Lines. This is Steve Green on the Charisma Podcast Network. This is a special Green Lines in which I'm going to read or interpret my Green Lines column that ran in Charisma Magazine in the January-February 2021 issue. So if you're a Charisma subscriber, my columns are in there. If you're not, here's my column, and I hope you like it. The headline on this column is Dear Journal. The subheadline is Fill Your Mornings with Spirit-Inspired Journal Writing. I'll tell you right from the beginning, I'm big on writing in journals. I'm more fired up about it this year than any year. I feel like I've got more to say to my journal. It's not a diary, it's a journal. Maybe that'll come out as you hear this reading of my Green Lines column. I'm sure glad you're listening. Here we go. As we happily turn the calendar page to 2021, I don't know about you, but I'm happy about it. It's a good time to consider our ways. Every time's a good time to consider our ways. Even though we should always start our new year tomorrow morning, and I taught my students this for years in college, that the semester system helps because you start over semesters. I just like the starting over every day because I think that's what God teaches us, that we don't have to think in terms of a year. We can think in terms of a day. Have a bad day is better than having a bad year. I get especially excited about the process of planning a new year. I take 2 to 3 weeks to do it of really pretty good hard work. But I have to admit to you, the process excites me a lot more than the actual planning. Any process begins with proper tools. That's what I like. I get to use stuff. For example, I have an amazing collection of fountain pens. I've been working on it for a long time, a lot of years. And last year, I really returned to my first love and resolved to only write with fountain pens. I won't touch another pen. Somebody offers me their pen, I say, pshaw, it's not a fountain pen. Last January, my desk was peppered with 12 blank journals. I had journals all over my desk. For some reason, blank journals at my fingertips bring me a lot of peace. I got something written in all of them. I don't finish any journal. The book itself. I just go about halfway through it and I get into something else. But I leave that, whatever I've written in that journal, to finish later, and I will. And this is also the time of the year that I heavy up my reading plan. I'll just share with you 3 books I read during the holidays. I read 10, and my goal was 10. I ended up finishing 13. But these 3 are the ones that I really want to recommend to you because I wrote this several weeks before Christmas. So the 80-20 principle, it's been revised. It's written by Richard Koch, K-O-C-H. This is the 3rd edition of his classic book that laid out the Pareto Principle. I assigned it my classes for many years, and the updated book addresses the move that he's made away from 80-20 to 90-10 or even 99-1. Imagine that. 80-20 principle says that only 20% of what we do impacts 80% of what we get. So 80% of our results come from 20% of what we do. Now he's saying 90-10 or even 99-1. Read the book. That'll give you some real good insight to that thinking. If you're an 80-20 person, you get that. Imagine tightening that window to 99-1. It's compelling. 2nd book that I just devoured and I'm loving it. I'm going back through it for the 3rd time already is Bill Johnson's latest book, Born for Significance. This quote from the book informs my plans for 2021. This is the essence of my planning work coming right out of Bill Johnson's book, Born for Significance. Here's the quote. We must first discover our insignificance to discover our significance. Knowing there is nothing we can do to save ourselves or improve our lives in light of eternity apart from God. So, what I'm looking is, how do I draw closer to God in this bullet point in my planning plank? How can I involve God more? How can I get closer to Him in order to get there? One of my personal margin notes in his book is this: self-improvement comes through the power of the Holy Spirit. Think about that. Anything that I want to read that's called self-improvement must be led by God. The power of the Holy Spirit informs me to improve. And then here's the 3rd book I had a lot of fun with mid to late last year, and it really read it again during the holidays because I wanted it to help me in my journaling. The name of the book is The Scribe. It's written by Dr. James Gall. In fact, we talked about it in one podcast on the Charisma Podcast Network. So look up the Green Lines podcast that's got James Gall in it and listen to that interview. You might really enjoy it. Here's a quote from Dr. Gall. Journaling is a strategic tool that has been used throughout generations as a means of capturing and retaining special moments, special thoughts, special prayers, and special revelations in a personal manner. That's what Gall said. His book has re-energized me to go back to my journals as I study the Word every morning. So now I just don't study the Word and make a couple of Bible notes. Now I go after it and make sure that I close what I was reading and just relate to the scripture I read and begin to flow and just let God work with me as I'm writing about what I read in the Word. Here's another quote from Dr. Gall. Journaling is not a boring task. Honestly, there are days when I think journaling was boring. I just had trouble getting something going. I don't anymore. I've got the right focus, and I'm expecting the Holy Spirit to give me the utterance. He says, James Gall says, oh no, journaling is full of adventure and life. Gall writes, it has at least three different expressions. One, you can have a devotional expression. Number two, it can be revelatory. And three, it can be historical. So whether journaling is used to increase your personal devotional life with God or used as a tool to retain dreams and visions or recording lessons to summarize what you learned in life, each style and format's very important. So you'll probably have a journal entry that's one of each. They may not go in order, and you don't have to think about it. You'll just see it show up that way. I believe Gall's teaching that revelation comes through journaling. I'm seeing more revelations as I try to write about what I've read and what it meant to me, and all of a sudden revelation comes as my pen flows in that beautiful fountain pen ink. Here's a quote from Psalm 45:1, Part B, taken directly out of the NASB. My heart overflows with a good theme. I address my verses to the king. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. Now, isn't that summarizing a journal writing? Great from the psalmist. Listen to that verse again. It just really instructs me. My heart overflows with a good theme. That sounds like a school teacher saying, write a good theme. You're going to get graded on how good you do in your writing. My heart overflows with a good theme. I address my verses to the king. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. Here's my pen. Point it at my pen. Help me write this, Holy Spirit. So Gall divides the verse into three logical parts. The next section, this part of this podcast or this interview that I did with Dr. Gall, comes from directly from his book. Here it is. First bullet. My heart overflows with a good theme. He's going to break down this verse. Is your heart overflowing? When your heart is overflowing with God's goodness, it is looking for a place and a people to impact. So you've heard this great takeaway in your Bible reading, and now you can't wait to write about it and just see what comes from you. Just get busy, let the scribble start, and it'll come. Sometimes I just start by rewriting the verse, and I may not even get it finished before I start to flow. The next bullet, it comes from the next part of the verse. I address my verses to the king. As you journal through devotions, you'll find inspiration and direction as you follow the king. Just listen to the Lord. Listen to what you're saying. Don't push it out of your brain. Don't say, oh, that's not good. Just write it. Don't evaluate. Don't edit thyself. I think that's in Leviticus somewhere. Don't try to be an editor of your own work yet. You can edit some other time. And you've got editors probably behind you that'll do all you want to rip up the great work you've done. At least I do. So then it gets to the third bullet. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. You know, it's a unique experience to create flow with the Father as we write words of praise to Him and receive a tap of the shepherd's staff. Then we write what we hear. That's what the psalmist taught me in the 23rd Psalm, is that thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. That staff just does a little comforting. Yeah, the hook will pull me out of trouble, but the little bumps that are on that staff, the nodules, help get the bugs off me. They help unfurl my wool that gets all tangled up. And it tells me, I'm right here, Steve. Here I am. I'm going to bump my staff and just let you know I'm right here. Now write what I tell you to write. As the ink pours across the pages of my journal, I recognize with gratitude what a gift it is to communicate through the power of the Holy Spirit. You just have to practice it. You have to be willing to just flow and let it go and not critique thyself. I write freely in my journals because I know no one will ever read what I scribble. I know that. On some mornings, I have trouble getting started. I don't believe in writer's block, so I've learned to respond to prompts to start the flow. Here are five prompts. I'm going to offer you these prompts. These are my prompts that I use. These prompts will help you to have a real good start. If you get stuck, use the prompt. Here they are. Here's my five. Number one, one takeaway I received from this morning's Bible reading is, that ought to get you started. Number two, I feel God is leading me to, that's a good prompt. That'll help you. It sure helps me. Number three, one area in which I'm praying for transformation is, don't you come to the Lord expecting to be transformed? I need it. Be renewed. That, just by the comfort of this word, that'll transform your mind. That's Philippians, isn't it? Number four, the Lord is leading me to talk to someone about something. So there's blanks in there. The Lord is leading me to talk to Adley about being nicer to me. So, see, that's an important journal entry for me. She's my producer, and she needs to take a nice pill. I probably do need to take three or four of them. Number five, here's the fifth bullet point. I've been keeping this from my journal. Sometimes when I write that, I can't believe what I haven't written about. I think about it, and I don't do it. I don't want to share that. I don't want to confess what I need to write here in my journal. So there's not a lot of mornings I get to the fifth one, but if I do, there's always something special there for me that I write about. So I close this column today with this thought. There's so much to write about as we begin this year filled with hope. I'm filled with hope for 21. We'll have some disappointing days. Might have a disappointing quarter in here. But this year is filled with hope. Every year is filled with hope. We are hidden under the shadow of his wings. And we have nothing to fear. I don't care what Dr. Fauci has to say. He's a scientist. He's going to say what he needs to say. But it's not getting in my heart. It's not going to make my knees wobble. I'm not going to get all shook up. I'm going to wait for the Lord. So dot your desk this year with a few journals and plenty of pens and sing a new song unto the Lord. God bless you all. This is Steve Green on the Charisma Podcast Network. On behalf of my producer, Adley, we encourage you to journal a lot. Every day, write a note to yourself and be blessed. So God bless you all.